kitchen.
Rousey, I know when Rousey saw me then and dead. High hens and feed them one meal. Some of them, I mean, feed them three meals. Mm-hmm. But he'd give them dinner, you see, and we'd always eat. And then let them eat. Mm-hmm. And they'd come in if it was men, they didn't stay in there. They just come and eat and get out. That's why I was raised with niggers. That's reason, and I still like niggers. Tell you the truth, I got two. Hell, I'd fight for her right now. Old nigger woman down there, she's in her 80s, and she keeps my little boy all the time.
Is that right?
And then I got a boy that's been with me ever since I started. And they eat it every morning. I feed them both. And the nigger woman's the last thing that walks out the house.
Mm-hmm.
At night, she leaves about 9 o'clock or 10, and she's back the next morning. But I don't like the idea of going to school with them, and I believe in treating them right. But I don't think they're put here to associate with the whites. If it was, we'd have been all the same, just like a species of a bird. They get out there and they don't mate with different, take a quail, a red bird, or any other bird. And if they got that much instinct to know to stay away from the others, human ought to have. So the human's supposed to have more intelligent than the beast. And I don't think the Almighty meant for us all to associate. I'd just be frank.
Yeah, we were talking about the stove room as part of the kitchen in a house. What do you call the little room right off the kitchen where you might store your canned goods and extra dishes and things like that?
I've heard it called a pantry.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard that called anything else other than pantry?
Larder. I have. Mm-hmm. Or red, man.
You ever heard it called a kitchen closet?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that?
Yeah. Pantry and kitchen clothing.
Mm-hmm. Talking about daily housework, what would you say that it is that your wife does when she gets up every morning? She gets up and goes around and does what to the house?
Well, I've heard it say cleaning up the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard them, which that's what my mother called it.
Mm-hmm.
When she got time out of the kitchen, she'd want to clean up the house and then sweep the floor.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the thing she sweeps with?
Broom. And along at that time, it was a broom sage broom.
Broom sage? What does that look like?
It's just a high straw. You've seen it. Ties your head or something. And you could wring it and then make brooms out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Take it and tie a string around it.
Mm-hmm.
And leave the bushy part up, and that's all we had to sweep with. Till I was grown, I never seen a stick-on broom till I was grown.
What do you think about those types of brooms compared with the stick-handle broom? Think they're any better or not as good?
Well, they're not really as good. Stick-on broom, a sweep cleaner, and lasts longer. Because the other was lumber. It wouldn't sweep. It'd sweep trash just a little bit, of course, but it wouldn't sweep loose dirt and nothing like that.
Yeah. If that, say for example, that broom were right here and the door was like this so you couldn't see the broom, and if I was looking for the broom, you'd say that the broom is
behind the door.
Mm-hmm.